The number of homeless veterans on our streets has increased from about 1,215 to more than 2,200 in the last 2 years since 2008. And many of those veterans, about 40% of them, are living in camps. There are about 140 to 160 camps in the Tri-County area, and they're living in those camps. So we're seeing an explosion in that population, driven in part by the increase in veterans slipping through the safety net because of post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and the long wait that it takes for these folks to get the medical care they need.
Doesn't the VA provide services for those folks?
Absolutely. They provide high-quality services. The problem is that the wait time is extraordinary, 6 to 9 to 10 or even 18 months. And many of the folks who have come back from Iraq or from Afghanistan or the Gulf War have undiagnosed issues that need to be addressed quickly. And if they don't have a safety net at home, then they slip through the cracks.
So what else did you discover in this latest homeless census in January? I understand there were many more families and families with children on the street.
We're seeing more homeless families with children who are attending public schools. In January of 2010, we reported that there were 4,949 children attending public schools in Seminole, Osceola, and Orange counties who were homeless. A small number of them were living on the streets, in vans and cars, but the vast majority were living in motel rooms week to week or doubled up with families essentially living illegally because their names weren't on the lease. The number in January 2010 was 3,825, and the number that we're seeing in January of 2011 is 4,949. So the increase has obviously been more than 1,100, more than 22% increase. So a homeless child may be living in a motel, and that may be their home. This is one room, perhaps with a hot plate, where mom and dad and four children live. One adult in the household is usually working, sometimes both, and they're paying $149 to $169 a week to stay in that motel room. They have no capacity to save enough for rent deposits and security deposits to move out of that motel room.
What about the more traditional homeless people, many of whom struggle with drug and alcohol addictions or mental illnesses or other medical problems? I mean, they're still there too, right?
Yes, and we've seen, unfortunately, an increase in the number of folks that fit that category as well. In surveying our population, we found out of 1,190 persons that we surveyed, we found 293 that were at risk of dying on the streets. And that includes 103 folks who have a serious chronic health condition as well as mental illness and substance abuse histories, as well as folks who are facing challenges like 32 people who are living with end-stage renal disease who are living on the streets. 46 folks who are living with end-stage liver disease, 26 folks with active terminal cancer cases who are living on the streets.
Now, in the last few weeks, we've been hearing a lot about the group Food Not Bombs defying an Orlando City ordinance, feeding hungry and homeless people in Lake Eola Park and getting arrested for doing so. The groups that you work with, Kathy, take a somewhat different approach. Tell me a little about how the Homeless Services Network's approach is different from a group such as Food Not Bombs, for example.
The Homeless Services Network supports research-based practices that will help folks end their homeless status and move them to self-sufficiency in housing. When one provides meal service in an outdoor setting without any kind of outreach or wraparound social services to help folks who are not connected to case management and social services and potential housing, we're missing a huge opportunity to move people off the streets. The reality is that there are any number of locations in the downtown Orlando area where folks can get a meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The key issue from our perspective at the Homeless Services Network is the collaborative activities that are going on in among other agencies, and we're hoping Food Not Bombs will participate, where six or seven community groups are getting together and providing meal service at a downtown location away from Lake Eola Park. But most critically, we at HSN are coordinating case management, outreach workers, mental health and substance abuse treatment folks to come out at those meal service settings to develop relationships to help people move off the street.